This is one episode of the 8-part series of Zombie Student. I took an hour-long episode and I broke it down into smaller segments of like 5 to 8 minutes so that you could follow along and not get distracted and zonk out like a zombie. So please listen to them in order. If you're listening to this out of order, I promise you it's probably not going to make any sense because you're going to be right in the middle of a story that I left off on the previous one. So trust me, listen to on order and don't skip ahead. What follows school is work. There's a great movie that you should watch about the work that lies ahead for zombie students. It's called Office Space. Now, this whole COVID apocalypse is kind of doing away with offices and everybody wants to work at home. But Office Space is a metaphor, and you should watch it. Absolutely awesome. I've probably seen it 10 times. One of my all-time favorite movies. It is a cult classic. I think it bombed at the movies if it even went there. And the creator of Office Space is Mike Judge, who did the Beavis and Butthead way before your time. But hopefully you've watched Beavis and Butthead, like the best cartoon ever. But Office Space, it's not about zombies, but in some ways it is zombies at work. It's people that go to work and they just check out. They pretend that they're working, but they're not really working. And the main character, he goes to see an occupational hypnotherapist. Think about that. An occupational hypnotherapist. And he wants this guy to hypnotize him so that when he's at work, he doesn't really think that he's at work. He wants to feel like he's on vacation. It's like, can't you kind of like zonk me out so I kind of feel like I'm on vacation? Because I don't really want to be to work. I hate going to work because he's dead on the inside. In any week, he's like, in a 40-hour week, there's only 15 minutes of real uninterrupted work that he's really doing. And at one point in the movie, he was missing a lot of work and his supervisor said, hey, so I hear that you've been missing a lot of work. And he's like, actually, Bob, I wouldn't say that I've been missing it. But you know what he's been missing out on? His life. You don't want to be the zombie worker where you're going to a job that you hate, where you feel dead inside, and you don't get to leave your writing on the wall, like they say in the song, Back to Life. Watch Office Space. It's a lot of fun. It's very funny. And I think what makes it funny are for those of us that have gone to work and seen, like, this is real. There are people that have these lives that they just sit at a cubicle, they sit at a desk, and they have no life. They're living a life where they don't have a life. So it's funny, but it's also a warning. And if you're a zombie students graduate and they go work in an environment like Office Space, where you just space out, because that's what's going on there. Now, we talked about zombies. We talked about all-nighters. I'm not going to spend too much time on this next topic, but the importance of sleep. If you don't get sleep, it's bad. Your performance goes down, right? Your brain isn't going to work as well. Your memory is not going to be as sharp. Well, is that going to motivate you to go to sleep early? Probably not. What freaked me out is when I learned is we have this protein in our brain and it gets built up in our brains while we're awake. But when we're sleeping, this protein, I don't know how to pronounce it, almagen or whatever, it drains out of your brain. It's like there's this cleansing that when you sleep, your brain goes through this cleaning. And the cleaning is you get this protein in your brain and it goes out of your brain. I don't know, it goes down in your spinal cord or whatever. It just goes out of your brain. But the thing is, for people that don't sleep and they don't get enough sleep, it doesn't have an opportunity for this protein to leave your brain. The problem is this protein is kind of like plaque on your teeth. Instead, it's plaque on your brain. That plaque's not going to come off. And that plaque is what causes Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's eats away at your brain. It's like a zombie disease. So when people die of Alzheimer's, they look at their brains, it's this sticky substance. It's all over their brain. So if that doesn't scare you to get enough sleep, I don't know what will. When you're pulling all-nighters, that protein is in your brain. It's supposed to come out. It's supposed to come down. You know, come down to your spinal column. I'm not a doctor. I don't know. But I do know that if you don't get enough sleep, it's bad because your brain has to reset. It's just not healthy. You don't want to turn into the zombie student. You don't want to have all these bad things of not getting enough sleep. So I know that I never really wanted to go to bed early, but when I heard about this stuff, it scares me, right? And it's cumulative and it's going to catch up to you. So the challenge, today's challenge is simply to get back to life, get back to reality, get back to the here and now. Stop being a zombie, get your act together, set some goals, and follow your heart and follow your intuition, like Steve Jobs said. And remember that death may very likely be the single best invention of life, because you have nothing to lose. And remembering that we're all going to die is the best way to avoid the trap of thinking that you have something to lose. Be courageous. Follow your heart. Do the things that scare you. Do the things that make you uncomfortable. Do the hardest things. Take the hardest classes. Take the hardest teachers. Challenge yourself. This is challenge me. This is not unchallenge me. Challenge yourself. Don't be afraid. We all have these demons that we have to fight of being lonely and being bored. But don't fill it with distractions. Fill it with things that are meaningful. Fill it with things that are going to have purpose. Fill it with things that when you're older, you're going to thank your younger self that you avoided those distractions. I hope you guys enjoyed the zombie apocalypse episode. Until next time, take care.